let me say what I really required. So Hare Krishna, I would like to welcome you for this, I would say, Gauranga evening, the Gauranga Lila Katha. I'm happy that you have made it. I do need a good drama, and I think Krishna Kirtan, you have convinced us today that you are, or is there another, this devotee also plays nicely? Good. So where are the cartel boys? Good. Nimai, your cartels are... Don't you have these subtle cartels? They are really for big kirtan. This is... What you will have to do this evening is to be ecstatic. What that means is you will find out very soon. I would like to present to you this evening the Sannyas Leela of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, and request all of you to move into the understanding of Chaitanya Leela with your feelings and with your heart, really. It is an old style of presenting spiritual subjects. Usually it's called the Padyavali Kirtan. In the Padyavali Kirtan, a devotee will sing verses describing the Leela of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And since we are not so well versed in Bengali, in which these kirtans are usually done, we have broken it into English, we have translated it into English, and then we are singing in between. Now, as you can see, the children are winning. Madhaji, Neelamari, we want to have a good solution for the children. It's not enough to say pshht, because that will not. We have to have an alternative program where they feel cared for and happy. It's very important that our children don't always feel that we are moving them to the side, because what that means for them in the language is, you are not wanted. We want to give them a different program that is, you are wanted. And for that, those of us who are parents will have to create something colorful, something imaginative, something entertaining. And I feel if we do that, the children will love to come to our programs, and they will tag their parents along with them. Do you know, when the children want to go to the temple, the parents go, oh, I have to go. Otherwise, there is no peace in home. I know here we all have devotees who are very fixed up in Krishna consciousness, and they like to come to spiritual programs. But in general, if you want that the mentorship takes hold and spreads, you will not be able to avoid an alternative children program. And it's really a science. What is inspiring for a 3-year-old child is already totally boring for a 4-year-old child. There is a subtle difference, not even subtle, it's a gross difference, you know. So it's for preaching, we found out, or for building up a community, it's really essential how we deal with our children. society can survive if it takes care nicely of three groups of people who need protection. That is, the women, who should feel welcome to express their talents and who are protected. The old people, who are old and no longer totally useful for society, except for that one use where they share their wisdom with the young ones. Then another group was the Brahmana, that's the third, and the fourth is really the children. If we talk about mentorship and then we put our children in the cold cellar because they disturb, that won't work. There are a couple of things which one can do for the children, and I don't have the time now to talk about this. I recently wrote a letter to the devotees in Europe about five ideas which I have seen in different temples about children care, and if you want, I can send the letter to Naveen Krishna maybe, and you can see with whoever is content team, and you can see and discuss this. But I personally feel it's essential. See, our young devotees all are now obtaining these wonderful children who, you know, you can see they're devotee children, they're great souls. And there's this constant tug of war in the chest of the young devotee. He wants to participate in lectures and kirtans, and his children are just also willing for some time, but then they're children nature is pushing them into activity and loud utterances of either well-being or the total difference from it, the profound distress. And it's really clearly two audiences or two groups of people, and we need to recognize it. I can tell you, now everything is peaceful, and I'm very impressed how you deal with the children subject here. I really feel they are nicely taken care of, and when they come into the room, they are all in good moods. That means they are getting what they require, but you might have to think it to the end, especially when you want to attract new people. Attract the children of the new people, and you have the new people. It's that simple. Yeah, because they have invested their heart into their children. All right, having said this, are you ready to start? Dobro. And you will continue to play music when I talk. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. My dear devotees, listen very carefully, both with your ears, your mind, and your heart, to the four incidences which led to Gauranga Mahaprabhu merging his devotees in an ocean of grief, the ocean of separation. It all started on the day of his marriage. Vishnupriya and Gauranga entered together the resting room. Oh, it was a very, very elaborate marriage. Gauranga Mahaprabhu had been carried like the god of love from his house by a palanquin into the house of Vishnupriya. He had been received there by the father and the mother of Vishnupriya. Then Vishnupriya had shyly worshipped his lotus feet. The marriage had been conducted after several days of celebrations, and now the young couple was ready to enter together the resting room. Just as they were crossing the threshold into the room, Vishnupriya all of a sudden stubs her right toe, which starts to bleed profusely. What a terrible omen at the day of entering the resting room. Vishnupriya's fragile frame begins to tremble. She holds the arm of Gauranga and says, "My lord, I'm in a state of pain. I'm troubled. What could this omen mean? Please save me. Gauranga Mahaprabhu, who knows everything which will happen in the future, looks at her and says, "Do not fear. I am by your side, always." Then he presses his big toe on hers and the bleeding stops. But does the foretelling of the omen so easily stop? Then, my dear devotees, there was this other incident which we need to take care note of. One day, after taking his bath in Mother Ganga, the Lord dressed his beautiful body. At that time it was known all over Navadvip that in the evenings around this time Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to the house of Srivas Thakur and started his nocturnal kirtans, which lasted for the whole night, early into the morning, when the first birds began to sing. People talked in Navadvip about these kirtans. Some had seen how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had suddenly stopped in the midst of the kirtan, taken on the form of the threefold tribhanga of Lord Krishna. A flute had manifested in his hands and he had played a flute. Sometimes he danced so wildly that it looked like a firebrand or a torch which was whirled around in the darkness of the night. Sometimes, my dear devotees, he had become so light that the devotees could take him on their hands and then on their heads and carry him around in joyful dance. And everyone wanted to be in those kirtans. But Mahaprabhu closed the doors to those who didn't have faith in the holy name. He said, "This is only for my devotees." So this particular Brahmana, who wished to be a witness to the Lord Sankirtan Leela, was also refused before the doors. But this Brahmana was a Tejaskara Brahmana. Do you know what that is? Tejas means strength and Kara means to carry. He carried a tremendous amount of strength born by his austerities. So when the Brahmana saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with only a very few associates dressing himself after the bath in the Ganga, he went forward and said, "You shall be deprived of all samsara happiness. No family life for you." Saying these words, he took his Brahmin thread. He broke the thread, took the thread and threw it before the feet of Gauranga Mahaprabhu and said, "You will not be able to counteract my curse." You know, when a Brahmana chants his Gayatri Mantra on time, like all the Pandavasena Brahmanas do, all the strength gets accumulated in the thread. And the moment the thread is broken, all the tejas, all the accumulated high voltage energy gets released, and the Brahman can now tell where the strength goes. It hits like an atom bomb. Pang! When he pronounces a curse. What does Gauranga Mahaprabhu do? He takes the thread, which is broken before his feet. He takes it on his head and says, I accept your curse. I will not enjoy the happiness of family life. Your words become true. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. There are other incidents which you will soon hear, but now better chant, otherwise you will not survive what you will hear in a few minutes. Please sing now. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. About the third incident, which was throwing a shadow onto the greatest misery you can imagine, and our greatest good fortune. Ours means here today in Buckland Hall. Mahaprabhu had received initiation in Gaya and returned. On his way, he was thinking about the gopis in Vrindavan. The gopis had severed all the shyness. They had cut through all the family traditions. And they had given up everything for their love of Krishna. They had even left their husbands and families to follow the call of the flute. But Krishna abandoned them. He left them in Vrindavan and went to Mathura. My dear devotees, just to imagine the heartfelt crying of Srimati Radharani for Krishna makes stones even break today. It's inexpressible. So when Mahaprabhu returned to Navadvip, he was in the mood of the gopis calling out for Krishna. Where are you? Where are you now? One day, he was sitting and chanting Gopi, Gopi, Gopi. At that time, a tantric scholar, Krishnananda Agama Bhagisha, came by to offer good counsel to Gauranga Mahaprabhu. He said, chant Krishna's name. The Vedas tell us that piety can be gained only by chanting Krishna's name, not by chanting some cowherd's female cowherd's name. Gopi, Gopi. You are a great scholar. You are Nimai Pandit. You should know this by now. What good will come out of your Gopi, Gopi? Chant Krishna, Krishna. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu exploded and called out, Krishna is a rogue! Don't you know how he killed Bali from the back? Shooting an arrow from behind a tree. Oh, that Krishna, your Krishna, left for Mathura. He didn't even care to send messengers. One messenger he sent. With some message saying, Gopis, don't you know I'm all pervading? Don't cry. So cruel! I won't chant Krishna's name. I chant Gopi Gopi. They are the real lovers. Krishna is empty of love. And he talked in ecstasy, and this Krishnananda Agama Bhagisha felt irritated. He said, one last time, chant the name of Krishna, or you are spoiling the name of us Brahmanas here in Navadvip. At that, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took a nearby stick, posed the stick before his arms, his nose, and just went like, this, I will beat you, you fool. You are on the wrong side. You are on the side of Krishna. And he ran after this Krishnananda. And Krishnananda called some students, but the students also had to run away when they saw the naked fury of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Hare Krishna. Breathlessly they ran and ran until Gauranga Mahaprabhu left them alone. And they all assembled at a lonely place and said, this time this arrogant Nimai Pandit has not been able to catch us. Next time, who knows, he will beat with his stick on our noses. This will be extremely painful and unpleasant. So let us gather a good number of good students. and let us all arm ourselves with sticks and run to Nimai Pandit and give him a good thrashing. In this way, the danger of this arrogant scholar will be subdued. If we all hit him, who's going to stop us? Now, Nimai, known at that time as Nimai Pandit, became extremely thoughtful. He's the indwelling super soul in everyone's heart, and he knew what was the plan of these scholars. So he called Nityananda and said, "Oh Nitai, I made the medicine to clear excess mucus, but instead I have created more mucus. I incarnated to deliver the people, but instead of delivering them, I'm destroying them because they are now coming together to attack me in a large group. They will commit apparat and they will never ever be able to be saved. Nitai, there's only one solution. People respect the Sannyas Ashram." Anyway, Nitai said, "Don't talk about these things. I shall take sannyas, and then they will respect what I have to tell them. My Lord, please never again talk about these subject matters." Now hear about the last of four incidents. My dear devotees, this shows you the subtlety of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. It was another kirtan night. It started like a kirtan night, like every other night. But in the midst of Gauranga's joyful kirtan, the son of Srivas Thakur, who had been a little indisposed, little ill, all of a sudden left his body. Malini, the wife of Srivas, and her friends were there. And when the boy left so unexpectedly and sudden, they all cried, "Where have you gone?" The crying reached the ears of Srivas Pandit, who was dancing, and he heard about this, and he went up to see what was to be done. And when he came in the room, he saw his dead son and the crying women folk. So listen to what Srivas Pandit said. "Don't cry. What is there to cry? Our son has left while the Lord of Vaikuntha was dancing in ecstasy in our house. What better atmosphere to leave the body? Don't cry. Please don't cry, or I will jump into the Ganga and kill myself." Malini and the other women said, "We lost already one male member. Now if our husband leaves us, this will be too much." So they tried to stop their crying. Meanwhile, in the kirtan, Gauranga Mahaprabhu was saying, "Why am I not feeling the same amount of ecstasy? Some unfortunate situation has arrived." Then someone said to him, "The son of Srivas Pandit has just left his body." "And why was I not informed?" Shiva's Pandi thought that it would disturb your dancing if this news would reach you. At this moment, Gauranga Mahaprabhu said only one sentence, which broke the heart of his devotees. He said, "Oh no! How could I ever leave a devotee like Shriva's Pandit?" "What? Leave? What is this idea of leaving? The Lord even considers to leave? He thinks it's a possibility to leave us?" The devotees cried, and their crying made a burning mark into their hearts, a mark they could never, ever forget. Gauranga Mahaprabhu went up to that room and he said, "Why have you left?" Immaturely, the soul came back and said, "It was my time. You had called me into the house of Shiva's Pandit and you had sent me away. Now allow me to proceed." All the members of the household had been moved and understood Atma Tattva, that the soul is eternal. And when Mahaprabhu with his own arms took the dead son, went into the Ganga to give him his last bath, everyone felt happy, because all of a sudden the goddess Ganga came in her own form, took the body of Shiva's Thakur's son, and together the Lord and his servant, Mother Ganga, gave the son his last bath. And then Ganga took the boy with him, with herself. Will the Lord leave his devotees or not? This is the question. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Oh, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare, Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Goranga, 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 Goranga. Goranga, Goranga, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. I think it is very necessary for you to understand exactly what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu meant for the devotees in Navadvip. One of Mahaprabhu's devotees, Govinda Das, had heard about that golden effulgent Mahapurusha who had appeared in Navadvip, and after his wife had died, he had gone one day to Navadvip. He saw many sadhus taking their bath in the Ganga, and amongst them there was one who was golden complexioned and most beautiful. And when Govinda, who had felt grief-stricken because of the departure of his dear wife, had looked into the eyes of this personality, he had felt love in a way he had never felt it before. He looked at that beautiful personality, and in order to not faint by seeing the beauty of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he would have to, I don't know how you call this, pinch his skin and blink with his eyes. It was just so beautiful. His eyes had become cups with which he drank the beauty. And when he came near to that personality, he was still on the land, not yet taking his bath. The personality had gone out of the Ganga and had started to cry, "Krishna, my Krishna." And the tears from the eyes of that golden colored Gauranga had splashed, like a syringe, the cloth of Govinda, so that he didn't even need to take a bath. Govinda had asked the question, "Who am I and who is he? I am ready to offer my life 100,000 times to this personality." And my dear devotees, just so that you know what Gauranga Mahaprabhu meant for the devotees, listen to the words of Narahari. Narahari had written, "Oh, may my heart become the lawn on the banks of the Ganga, so that Gauranga Mahaprabhu, who dances there to the kirtan of the holy name, can dance on the lawn of my heart. May this heart, which is so useless and dry, become a lawn at the bank of the river Ganga, so that my Gauranga can dance on the lawn of my heart." This you need to know, to hear with tolerance and with the ability to understand what will come now. Another information which you may need to understand what you will hear in a few moments is about Mother Sachi. Do you know that Mother Sachi had 8 daughters before she gave birth to her first son Vishwarupa? And do you know that all these 8 daughters died upon delivery? Do you know this? When finally, after, 8 young childbirths, one son survived, Mother Sachi was saved from trauma. I don't know if our ladies have given birth to a child and lost the child after childbirth. If this happens one time, then you are in bad shape. If it happens twice, you are in super bad shape. If it happens thrice, you are in super, super bad shape. If it happens 8 times, I think no one of you would survive. Mother Sachi had survived this, because she had heard that she would give birth to 2 boys who would live. But she had also heard something which I cannot repeat before you, because I would break down in uncontrollable sobbing. So I will not talk about this. One thing you must know is that her eldest son Vishwarupa left the household when he was only, some say 8, others say 16 years old. And he had gone with some sannyasi, and he had taken Mahaprasthan somewhere. So Mother Sachi was then after this, Jagannath Mishra, her husband had gone to her one day and had said, "Oh, my dear wife, I had a terrible dream. In that dream, I saw our Nimai dressed in the garb of a sannyasi, surrounded by millions of people chanting the name Hari Hari. But he was not with his locks. He was in the dress of a sannyasi." And after this dream, only a few weeks afterwards, Jagannath Mishra, who couldn't tolerate even the dream thought that his son, the only son which was left after 8 daughters had left their bodies and 1 son had disappeared, Jagannath Mishra, who couldn't live with the possibility of their only remaining son taking sannyas, he had left to Vaikuntha. This you need to know to understand what you will hear now. So Nityananda comes one day to Gauranga Mahaprabhu, who sits in a pensive mood. Gauranga says, "I have to do it. I have to hurt those whom I love most. I have to go to deliver the world by roaming around free from the bondages to one place. I have to go to take sannyas. Nitai, what do you think?"
Nitai had broken down.
Only one sentence he answered, "Please, do something that your bhaktas won't die." Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Mukunda and afterwards to Gadadha. "Gadadha, I can't remain here any longer. I want to go and search Krishna. I want to discard my Brahmin thread, shave my sikha, and roam from place to place. Gadadha, will you give me your permission?" Gadadha said, "It's not up to me to give you permission, but it's up to me to tell you what will happen. Who has ever won any piety by killing his mother? If you leave, Mother Sachi will die, and you will be known as the murderer of your mother. That is all what your Gadadha has to say on this matter." By the Lord's arrangement, one day the best of the sannyasis, Keshava Bharati, arrived in Navadvip. He walked down the main street. Sachi Devi, who would always invite all sannyasis to her house and feed them, was terror-stricken. By now she was 67 years old. Keshava Bharati knocked at the door of her house. Immediately she went to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and said, "Don't open the door. Don't see him. He is death personified." Gauranga Mahaprabhu said, "Ma, a sannyasi has come to your husband's house. I have to give him alms." Sachi Devi ran into the inside of the house to hide herself. Gauranga Mahaprabhu opened the door, said, "O revered sannyasi, I know why you have come. This was the only talk they had." He gave him rice. Keshava Bharati disappeared from the threshold of the house. Sachi Devi came out of hiding and said, "Don't leave me, my son. You're the only thing I have left. Don't leave me. How can you leave your mother?" Not a word had been talked about leaving, but mother knows. The Lord began to talk to Sachi Devi. "O mother, for me you are the goddess. Mother, the world will always remember us in my name, Shachinandan, the son of Mother Sachi. We will be always linked by this name. And do you know the power of this name? Even people who never did any sadhana, if they only once shout, 'Jai Shachinandan!'" Now they must do it louder. "Jai Shachinandan!
Jai Shachinandan!"
All the fruits of good first class sadhana will come to them. With the blessings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It has nothing to do with the one who talks now. It's not invented. And then he said, "Do you know one thing? You like cooking for me. I will always eat everything you cook for me. I will personally come and eat your food. And this way we will be connected always." You may continue to think that I'm living at your home. I will continue to eat. Mother Sachi fainted. Then Gauranga Mahaprabhu goes to Vishnupriya, who thinks of Gauranga Mahaprabhu as her husband. And he says, "Vishnupriya, please don't hide. Come." And Vishnupriya said, "I know you will leave us. I know it in my heart." Gauranga says, "I will never leave you. Look at my form. Look, Vishnupriya. Behold my form." And before Vishnupriya, Gauranga Mahaprabhu takes on a four-armed form, the form in which he resides in everyone's heart, as the indwelling super soul. "See, Vishnupriya, you only have to look into your heart and you will find me there." At this, Vishnupriya looks at her Lord and tears come out of her eyes. She's only 14 years old. Then comes the evening. The evening before everything happened. It's an important evening. You have to listen what transpired on the evening before everything happened. But before this, in order to understand properly, we have to raise our voices and chant, "Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Go Goranga, 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 Nitai Goranga, Nitai Goranga, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare. The evening arrived. The evening which all the devotees of Navadvip never wished to end. The devotees would often think about this evening and they would curse time itself for bringing this evening and turning it into the night and turning it into the last hours of the night. But let us stay with the evening and hope it would never ever have moved on. On that evening, before Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas, he sat effulgently among his devotees. He used to do that every evening. He would sit at the banks of the Ganga in the cool breezes, the evening breezes. And then eventually he would get up and go with his devotees to Srivas Thakur's house. That was his habit. On this evening, something mysteriously happened. All the people of Navadvip, even those who had offended him, those who had called him a sentimentalist, had all been drawn to that bank of the Ganga, and they saw Nimai Pandit sitting. First they asked, "Wow, is that the god of love sitting there?" And others had said, "Better, even better. Whereas the god of love churns the heart and makes it restless, this is a better god of love. It's Lord Gauranga who makes the heart peaceful." Others had asked, "Are these millions of God of love?" No, it's one. The people talked and looked at Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and as they looked upon him, all their eyes, there's millions of pairs of eyes, became as if one pair of eyes only, one set of eyes. See, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was, having this Pitambara here. His beautiful built body was smeared with slightly saffron-tinged sandalwood pulp. His eyes, can you imagine eyes which are so big that they almost extended to the ears, and it looked beautiful and not It looked extraordinary, yes, but extraordinary beautiful. His hair was bound a little like this in what we call a chuda, a top knot, and around that hair there were strings of malika flowers, and it smelled beautifully. So they all had come, they had bowed down before Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had received piles and piles of garlands like this. He was covered all over with garlands. But then, mysteriously, he had taken these garlands down and given the garlands to the people. He had put them around their heads like Nimai. Take this garland. He had given everyone garlands. And they all had been dressed in garlands. And together with giving them the garlands, you have to carry them. They are from the deities, they are not from me. You know, they have been offered. Please, garlands are not something obnoxious which we should put down like toilet paper. We should put it around the... Pandava Senas, be cultured. And together with the garlands, listen to this, he had given the people a certain type of empowerment. He had said, while giving them the garlands, three things. Chant the holy names of Krishna. Worship Krishna. No. Bhaja Krishna. Koro Krishna. What? Bhaja Krishna. Bolo Krishna, Koro Krishna Shiksha, like this. Bhaja Krishna, Bolo Krishna, Koro Krishna Shiksha. Bhaja Krishna, Bolo Krishna, Koro Krishna Shiksha. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. He had said, worship Krishna, sing his holy name, and talk about the instructions which Krishna has left in the Bhagavad Gita and the Bhagavatam. And sing his holy name. Please sing. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Namo Namo Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Namo Namo Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Namo Namo Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare A little louder, please. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Gauranitai, 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 Gauranitai. Jaya Gauranitai, 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 Gauranitai. Jaya Gauranitai, 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 Gauranitai. And when you chant, you will always be together with me. Most of the people do not know what Gauranga Mahaprabhu means when he says, when you chant, you will be always with me. But somehow they all feel a sweet and very forceful stirring in their innermost heart. All of a sudden, the crowd makes room. A poorly dressed man comes through the crowd. He carries a squash. Kolavecha Shridha, the poor beggar who takes whatever income he makes into half and worships Mother Ganga with half of it. The supplier of banana leaves, leaf cups, banana stems and vegetable comes one last time with a squash. And Mahaprabhu, who knows, he will not be there in the morning to eat squash, takes the squash, says, I always accept what you give to me, Sridhar. And he says good night. He doesn't go to Srivas Pandit. He sees his mother sitting before the door in tears. He says, Mother, you always like to cook for me. Will you not cook for me milk with squash? Sachi immediately takes over. You are hungry? Yes, of course. And she goes and prepares squash with milk or milk with squash. The Lord eats a little. Then he goes to Vishnupriya. Vishnupriya massages the lotus feet of her Lord. And then sleep comes over the house. Gauranga doesn't sleep. And when the first wake of the morning or the last part of the night arrives, Gauranga Mahaprabhu gets up from the bed where Vishnupriya rests by his yoga maya potency. And he goes out of the house and he sees his mother leaning at the entrance gate in utter dejection. Mother knows he's there, but she cannot look at him. Then Gauranga Mahaprabhu circumambulates her three times, silently offers her obeisances, and goes to a place at the Ganga which is known even today under the name of Nirdaya, no mercy. Then he jumps into the Ganga. It is cold. It is the month of February, cold. And he swims over the Ganga with wet hair and wet cloth. He comes on the other side and he goes to Katva. And what happened in Katva, I just cannot tell you. The words will not come over my mouth. He did all this for us. He left his devotees. In the morning, there's loud wailing in the house of Mother Sachi. The devotees rush. What happened? What happened? What happened? Sachi says, you take this house. You take every item in the house. It's all yours. You are the devotees of Vishnu. You take my... But she does not say what happens. She can't say it. A cry of grief goes through the community of the devotees. And they all make a decision. This day we will drown ourselves in the Ganga. There is only one person who could be an obstacle to this. It's Advaitacharya, who's so strong. But Advaitacharya hears about it and he says, I will not stop anyone here. I will lead you all. Follow me. We will drown ourselves. So they all go under the leadership of the Acharya, the single most authority towards the Ganga, until they hear a voice, don't drown yourself. You will all meet me at the house of Advaitacharya. And you will meet me when you chant my holy names. Don't drown yourself. From where did this voice come? No one knows. How they hear the voice? No one knows. Perhaps it's the in Gauranga who's residing in their hearts.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama, Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Hare, Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hai Bo, Hai Bo. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Goranga, 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 Nityananda, 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 Goranga, 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 Goranga. Go, Premanandi.
My dear devotees, Prabodhananda Saraswati says, I meditate about Gauranga, who is always decorated with a flower garland of Dhammanaka flowers. He is the source of absolute bliss. He dances in a kirtan mandala, and tears come out of his eyes as if moved about by a syringe. Sometimes he sits in a solitary garden and chants incessantly the holy name. Every day my Gauranga goes to Lord Jagannath, and his eyes become like bumblebees who fly towards the face of the Lord. Oh, my Gauranga has emotions which crash on the shore of his consciousness like waves, so rich, so full. His ornaments are the tears on his face. He looks more charming than Kamadev. My Gauranga is more purifying than even Mother Ganga. He is more cooling than the moon rays. And he is sweeter than immortal nectar. He's a generous, wish-fulfilling kalpa vriksha tree who always fulfills the desires of everyone who approaches him. And he is more loving than 10 million mothers. This is my Gauranga, whom I worship. My dear devotees, why do we wish to have love for Gauranga? Why in this Kali Yuga we go first to Gauranga's door when we become beggars of love? The answer is that this golden form, which is the combined form of Radha and Krishna, awards what has not been given by any other form of God, that is the most rare prema. It is said that the sparkling rays from the gem-like toenails of Sri Radha fill the heart of everyone with light who approaches Lord Gauranga. Where there is smoke, there is fire. Where there is no smoke, there is no fire. I cannot say more on this subject matter. Hare Krishna. So this was Chaitanya's pastimes. I suggest that we sing a little bit more and then we send you to bed. No. Do you also like to hear about? It is nice. I think this chanting and hearing somehow imports this information into more in the core of our heart, isn't it? It is when we go from listening to chanting to listening. And really the whole purpose of Krishna consciousness is that we become absorbed. It's like, you know, our consciousness is material because we are material beings. But if we hear about Krishna or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and we chant in the association of devotees, our consciousness takes on a different color. It becomes absorbed. It's almost like this cloth. It was once a white silken cloth from Loi Bazaar. And then it was put into a pot of saffron dye, it's called, and it absorbed this color saffron, and now it serves here in Buckland Hall as a saffron dress. In much the same way, we want actually our consciousness to become absorbed in Krishna or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We want that our consciousness takes on these qualities, and it is then and only then when we can really give people a taste of Krishna consciousness when they come in contact with us. So it's very valuable for us as mentors, very valuable for us as devotees who are just approaching, let me say, a new phase of spreading Krishna consciousness. It is very necessary that we sit together and just put our little consciousness into the, let me say, golden dye of Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Pastimes, or in the blue dye of Krishna's pastimes. And when we take our consciousness out, you will see something will be left. Something is, a different quality is there, a different color of consciousness. So, this part of that of the retreat, which Naveen Krishna Prabhu and Krishna Kirtan Prabhu have designed for us, this is just it's absorption or relishing Krishna consciousness. And I can guarantee you, even if it is a little unusual for you to chant Gauranga and Hare Krishna and all this, hearing about such direct Krishna Katha or Gauranga Katha, even if it is, if you don't do it regularly, it is the most important therapy. It's dying your consciousness. So I think we should chant a little bit more. Now I'm watching the clock. We only have a little bit more time because we want to, tomorrow, we want to, actually Naveena will give us an orientation what happens tomorrow, but tomorrow is an important day, and I really request all of us to rest sufficiently because we have some important mileage to cover tomorrow before we jump on the coaches and go back to the London, which is looming very much in the distance at the moment. Somewhere on another planet, there is a town called London, which is troubled by the modes of ignorance and passion. Right, let me just find the melody. This is a very nice melody. We have learned it in Aindra Prabhu's 24-hour kirtan. And I request you to, in your mind's eye, go into the Krishna Balaram temple. I think Jagannath Kirtan knows. I saw him singing there. And then sing before Radha Shyam Sundar. And please, it's important, not that you all think, oh, singing is for children, I will do serious computer work. No, it's very important. Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare.
Hi, Bo!
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Hai Bo Oh Hai Bo Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hai Bo, Hai Bo! Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Oh, Hare Bo, Hare Bo. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hai Bo! Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hai Bo! Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Ho ho! Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Oh! Hi, bro! Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hai bo, hai bo, hai bo, hai bo. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare 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 Bo Hare Bo Gauranga Mahaprabhu Oh Gauranga Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hai go! Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Hare. Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hey, go! Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare, everyone in one voice, please. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. One more time, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Louder, please. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Prabhupada. Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada. Jaya Gauranitai, 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 Gauranitai. Jaya Gauranitai, 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 Gauranitai. Jaya Radha Kanaya Lala Radha Kanaya Lala Radhe. Jaya Radha Kanaya Lala Radha Kanaya Lala Radhe. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Premanandi, Hari 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 Bo, Jayom Vishnupad Paramahamsa Paravrajakacharya Ashtato Satasi Simatisti Vaingres
Silabe Charanaravinda Shila Bhakti Vedant Swami Maharaja Shila Prabhupada Ki Jai Anant Koti Vaishnavrinda Ki Jai ISKCON Founder Acharya Shila Prabhupada Ki Jai Namacharya Shila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai Prem Sakaho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Garadha Shri Vashadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopinatha Shama Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Ki Jai Vrindavan Mathura Dham Ki Jai Navadvip Mayapudam ki de, Ganga Maya Munamai ki de, Bhakti Devi Tulasi Devi ki de, Harinam Sankirtan ki de, Samaveta Bhakta Vrinda ki de, Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Bol, All glories to the assembled devotees, All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Remain comfortably seated, please. So, on behalf of the organization of this wonderful retreat, I want to thank you very, very much. You did extraordinarily well. I was worried a little bit for today because I knew that you arrived, please say, was it 11 or 11:30? It was late, isn't it? 12 o'clock even. You were arriving around 12 o'clock and then you were restless and could not go in the bed immediately because it was too much vata. By traveling so much, and then you, most of you were already up in the morning for a japa period, and then afterwards, it was a whole day of chant, of hearing, and it was subject matter which required our full concentration, although there was. Sometimes there were humorous moments which we all felt, but we had to apply ourselves to the task. We had to confront also those rooms in us where we feel we have to be a little bit more compassionate. We learned many things, and it would be. I would love to send you a summary of what we discussed. I have a team who works on these summaries so that it's easier to follow what were the key points. So I'm really impressed. I was a little worried that Brother Sleep would get the better half of us, but no, he was not successful. And when he tried, you just drank a glass of water and finished. So. I want to congratulate you very seriously. You did serious work. I know this very well. And also I very much appreciated that you took part so nicely in the spiritual programs of just hearing about Lord Chaitanya and singing profusely. I would now request Naveena Krishna Prabhu to give some orientation what we will do now, and maybe also some overview what will happen tomorrow. So let us listen to him. Would you like to take the microphone for better? Yeah?